National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with the United States Navy Recruiting Service, presents Now Hear This, dramatic stories based on the personal experiences of those gallant men and women who embody the great traditions of a great service, the United States Navy.
Now hear this. All members of First Group report to flight deck.
A guy puts in 30 years with the Santa Fe Railroad, ends up with a pension, a gold watch, and a lot of friends. Another guy opens a grocery store, and half a lifetime later, he retires to Florida and talks about the good old days. And someone else puts on a sailor suit and keeps adding stripes. Timetables, split-pea soup, or a light cruiser. It's a job. Now, I happen to be the Joe in the blue jacket. And after 30-odd years, you might say that I know a little bit about the Navy business. But one thing I've learned is this. If you're in a shooting war, or if you think that somebody might decide to start one, you've got to expand the business. You've got to speed up production and take on a lot of extra hired hands. And if you haven't got a lot of time to kill, well, you look around for guys who've worked for you before. Now, a working Navy is a pretty big deal, pretty complicated thing to handle. However, the Navy likes to keep records. So, by a stroke of luck, they just happen to have a list of guys who worked for them during the early 40s. And since the Navy has a deal with the post office, why, they didn't even have to buy stamps.
Hey, the Lord and Master's home. Hello? Betsy?
You're right there.
Oh. Guy works his fingers to the bone, and what happens? Nothing. Is he appreciated?
No. Hey, I'm home.
Coming.
Yeah, those kids have got to stop cutting up the evening paper until I've read it.
You're talking to yourself again, Roy?
Huh? Well, look at the paper. Just look at it.
The children did it. It was raining and they were bored.
Well, I didn't think you did it. If I've told them...
Sorry.
Are they in bed?
About an hour ago.
Hey, something tells me I'm in the doghouse.
No, it's just...
Well, look, honey, when the boss says to have dinner with him, I have dinner with him and I... Have you been crying?
A little.
Well, no wonder I didn't get my kiss. Okay, what did I do? Forget your birthday? Or did you find a perfume letter in my pocket?
You've got a letter. It came this afternoon.
Well, I knew I hadn't lost my charm. Something out of my past. Maybe one of those foreign beauties that I used to have in every port.
I thought it was in your past, but it isn't.
Oh, come on, Betsy. Let's have it. What's wrong?
I told you. You got a letter. I tried to get you at the office, but you were out.
Well, I was with the boss. Somebody at the office is probably playing a gag. Where's the letter?
Here.
Oh. Well, I suppose I should make some joke about it not having a stamp, but I don't feel like making jokes.
They're taking you back in the Navy, Roy.
They can't.
In 2 weeks.
Report to Commandant, 1st Naval District, Boston, Mass. I was in 5 years last time. That was enough.
What are we going to do?
I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to... No, what can we do, honey?
Nothing.
Wife, 2 kids, a swell job. I finally get my break, and then this has to happen.
I can move back with Mother.
No, nothing doing. That's where we were 8 years ago.
Well, we can't afford the house unless you get based in Chicago. Do you think there's a chance?
I don't know, honey. I just don't know.
Well, I'm all cried out. Roy, we've got a lot of plans to make, not too much time to make them in.
Betsy, I'm in a position now to start moving ahead. I've got a raise coming up. We can finally start banking a little money. Now this.
Well, they must need you, Roy.
Yeah, sure, they needed me last time, and I went. Wasn't that enough? Betsy, so help me, I'm not going.
You sound just like little Tommy when you get mad.
Oh, Betsy, this is serious.
Yes, I know, but they've got a big Navy to back up that letter.
What have you got behind you?
I took it down from the attic this morning.
Well, at least the hat still fits.
Uh-oh, your dress blues.
What about my dress blues?
You remember that wonderful pair of slacks I made for myself?
Yeah.
Your dress blues.
Now, I'm in the Navy, whether we're mad at anybody or not. I like my steak well done, the Cincinnati Red, Dame's around 35, and the harbor at Mozambique. I don't say everybody should like the things I like, do the things I do. Like they say in the movies, it's a free country. A lot of guys have been called back to the Navy don't exactly turn handsprings. Well, no, quite a few are mighty unhappy. But there's a war on. It's as simple as that. And so, happy or not, they dig the uniform out of the attic, have a farewell drink with the guys at the office, clean up the bills around the house. They kiss the kids goodbye and head for a training center and a refresher course. They report in, are assigned a bunk in the bachelor officer's quarters, and spend the first night as a retread. That first night, it isn't easy.
This bunk taken?
Nope, not that I know of.
My name is Johnny McCall.
Roy Stinson.
Hi. Your other roommate sign on yet?
Yeah. A guy named Phil Craven.
I once knew a Craven. Only, his name was Danny. Shipped with him during the last war. You in the last one?
5 years.
Yeah, me too. Well, it'll be 17 months this time.
Yeah, that's if you don't read the small print.
You married?
Mm-hmm. Wife and two kids. Care for a cigarette?
Yeah, thanks. You know, they called a lot of guys back.
Yeah.
What'd you do in civilian life?
Here's a match.
Oh, thank you.
I was an engineer with NBC in Chicago.
I was in the research department, the Hamilton Watch Company. We were doing Navy work, and I figured I was safe.
I know what you mean. Sort of puts us in the same boat.
How'd your wife take it?
She cried.
Yeah, mine too. As a matter of fact, I felt like crying too. I was sore enough to bite nails. But I got over it.
Yeah, we haven't got much choice, I keep telling myself.
I got a little girl. 10 months old. I promised my wife I wouldn't pester any of the guys, but, take a look. They say she looks like me. What do you think?
I don't think she looks like you at all.
You don't?
She's much prettier than you.
Stinson, I'm gonna like you.
Anchors away, my boys, anchors away. I know a gal in Shanghai, know another in Manila.
That songbird belonged to us?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Anchors.
You still sitting around, Roy?
Mm-hmm. This is Johnny McCall.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Craven, Phil Craven. You a retread, too?
Yeah.
I was over at the officers' club. I spent an hour and a half and didn't bump into one guy I'd been shipmates with during the last war. Not one.
I met one this afternoon, but he was just headed out. He was a damage control officer on the Bunker Hill. A kid named Harold Matthews.
You on a Bunker Hill?
For about 7 months.
I spent the last 2 years of the war in a submarine. Toward the end, I was engineer for a guy named Miller. His idea of a good time was to toast marshmallows on the coast of Japan.
I understand they really put a guy through the works here. Everybody's supposed to come out an admiral.
What's your rank, Stinson?
Lieutenant commander.
Well, that gives you the edge. I'm still a lieutenant.
Me too. But if this war in Korea starts to spread, we'll all jump a couple of grades.
Now, that's a pleasant thought.
I didn't mean it that way. Well, I'm going to turn in early. They're going to blow that bugle at 0600.
Sounds funny to tell time in hundreds again.
I like it. You know something? I'm glad to be back in. I must have had 8 jobs while I was out, and I wasn't satisfied with any of them. This is for me. I should have stayed in. I'm not trying to be a Pollyanna. I just like it.
You married Craven?
Nope.
Makes a difference when you got a family and... Yeah, I suppose so.
Well, you can bet on it. Ruth, that's my wife. Well, anyway, before I left home, she said... Well, anyway, you can bet on it.
Hey, can you reach the light, Craven?
Yeah.
Hey, these beds haven't gotten any softer.
Sack. In the Navy, it's a sack.
Yeah.
Seems funny after all these years.
What?
Bunking with a bunch of guys. It just seems funny.
You don't mean funny like in a joke, do you?
No.
Hey, you guys will get used to it. Mind you, I think I know how tough it is for you, but believe me, you'll get used to it.
My mother told me the same thing about spinach. I never got used to it.
You better not let your superior officer hear you talk like that. I hear some of these commanders are tough.
I've bucked tough ones before.
Hey, Roy.
Huh?
He's talking about you.
Well, I won't make it too hard on you.
Just make sure that everything is shipshape, and I might even give you a liberty sometime in January.
Yes, sir. Anything you say, sir.
Night, guys.
Good night, Phil. Roy.
Good night, fellas. Good night, Betsy.
You don't sleep too well that first night as a retread. You keep reaching out. You listen to the heavy breathing of a bunch of guys. And you wonder what you're doing there. You ask yourself 1,000 times, why? Why you? Didn't you do your part? Didn't you chase all over the Pacific? Didn't you sweat blood on convoy duty in the Atlantic? No, you don't sleep too well that first night. But you get up early. The bugle blows and you roll out and you don't worry about what tie to wear. You start walking through the routine, through mess, and into your first course.
Let's have your attention, gentlemen. This refresher course will take 20 weeks. During that time, you will become acquainted with the changes that have been made in CIC.
They could have gotten me a deferment.
If there are any questions, don't hesitate to ask them. Most of you are in some job in civilian life that dealt with an integral part of CIC or an allied field.
I got a kid this time.
If you will take a look at these diagrams, you will see the range that our former radar contact was effective.
Somebody else is going to win the medals. I got a box full.
A new technique, which will be explained in another lecture, has enabled us to throw the screen to this point. You will also learn the new method of identification.
Two teeth. Gotta ask Roy if that's a lot or a little.
This diagram shows the present screen used for a task force of the size needed for the invasion of Guam. As you can see, with the present range, we cover from here to here.
Guam, a milk run, now Iwo Jima.
The carrier is still the most important ship in a task force. This blueprint gives the breakdown of a carrier's radar equipment. Each of these blue lines is equal to 1 inch to 50 miles.
If we get a weekend liberty,
if she packs the kids off with her mother.
Now, before we cover the basic changes in CIC, I want to acquaint you with the integral parts. In the next room, we have a mock-up. An instructor will explain each part. Don't hesitate to ask questions. And I'll see you back here when you finish.
Wonder if I've got any mail.
Hey, Roy.
Hmm?
You understand what he was talking about?
Nope. That's good. But I guess we'll get it soon enough.
Well, one thing you can bet, you don't leave here until you do get it.
We're supposed to go in here.
Wow. Looks like a bunch of junk.
I just can't concentrate.
Well, don't let it bother you, Johnny. I feel like a kid in school, not a sailor. I feel like a civilian.
Just in case you were a GI slogging it out during the last war, CIC stands for Combat Information Center. It's the heart of a ship. The room where a guy with know-how keeps his fingers on his own planes, the enemy planes, bad weather, good weather, submarines, minefields, all the combat information a captain needs to keep his ship afloat. Anyway, the Navy keeps adding things to do. So anybody who's been out of the game for a while has to take a refresher course. First week doesn't mean too much because these retreads still have too much civilian life on their minds. However, in about a week, they buckle down and then it's easy sailing. And finally, the 20 weeks are put in, all the courses completed, and the list is posted. The list of assignments. A very important list. Because it can send a man practically anywhere.
Johnny, I couldn't have gotten a better assignment if I made out the list myself.
You said that 3 times, and I still don't know where you're going.
Washington. I've been based in Washington.
That's a mighty hot town in summer.
Johnny, my boy, marriage has dulled your little old brain. Don't you realize that according to the latest census, there are 7 women to every man, and I, son, I like women.
A nice, healthy attitude.
Ha! And what lucky number did you draw?
Frankly, I didn't do bad. I'm off to New London.
Well, back in submarines, huh?
Instructor, I'm going to teach these Johnny-come-latelys how I won the last war.
Hey, those are my socks that you're packing.
They're mine, remember? You borrowed them.
But didn't you borrow them from me, then I borrowed them back from you?
They have my name on them.
Perfectionist.
Hey,
it's quieter on VJ Day. You two can be heard all the way over in the mess hall.
Hi, Roy.
Hey, Roy, guess what job I've been assigned to? I'm helping to relieve the man shortage in Washington.
Oh, good for you.
Yep, when the word's passed that... What? What's wrong with you?
I didn't see your name on the list.
It was there.
My laundry come back?
Yeah, it's on your bunk.
Well, what'd they hand you? I got New London.
San Diego? I was there. It's not bad at all.
I got the Dragonfly.
Yeah, but I read in the paper she's being refitted.
My new FBO is San Francisco. But isn't the Dragonfly headed?
My mail will be forwarded from Frisco to Korea.
Old sailors never fail. That is, fail to boast about the old Navy. It was smart as a ship, they say, and snappy, with everything done in jig time. But the modern Navy is just the same, except the tempo now is jet time, which everybody knows means getting somewhere in practically no time at all. And that's the way it is when you go to the Navy's Officer Candidate School. You start as a seaman recruit, and in 120 days or less, you can be a commissioned officer, an ensign in the Naval Reserve, ready for 3 years of active duty on full pay and allowances. So if you're a young college graduate, find out how you too can become an officer candidate. Don't miss the next class that's forming now. For all the details, visit, write, or telephone your nearest Navy recruiting station today.
Just for the record, a man isn't called back into service because some guy at the Pentagon didn't have anything better to do. Oh, a lot of them might think so, but just for the record, there's a reason. About 10 years ago, we were caught with our ships down at Pearl Harbor. Everybody was talking peace, and we were listening. Well, they're still talking peace, and we're still listening. Only this time, we're not sleeping. Korea is a bunch of shot-up towns. And towns aren't shot up for laughs. Korea is something we want to get over with before it becomes the beginning of something they tack a number on. It's dirty. It's war. And somebody has to fight it.
But Korea, Roy, why Korea?
Well, I didn't pick it, Betsy.
Gee, I thought you'd get a desk job, maybe in Washington. I wanted you to get a desk job.
Yeah, instead, I won the jackpot. I'll probably come back loaded with medals.
Don't joke, Roy.
I'm sorry,
Hold
honey.
Hold me.
Hey, your hands are cold.
I'm cold all over. I've been cold ever since you got your orders.
Hey, you got to help me, Betsy.
I'm going to worry.
Oh, Bets, I've told you 1,000 times. You've got nothing to worry about.
I read the papers. They still print casualty lists.
Yes, but I'm going to be on a carrier. The Navy takes good care of its carriers.
Roy, you're my husband. You're my whole life. I can't be strong because I don't want to be.
Baby, listen, that jacket on the back of the chair has my orders in it. You and the kids mean a lot more to me than those orders, but I've got to obey them.
I know I'm being foolish, but this hasn't been an easy week, watching the days go by so fast, feeling you get farther and farther away from me.
You made me a promise.
I'm going to worry. I've got a right to worry.
Baby, I'm not in this alone. Thousands of other guys are in the same boat.
I'm not interested in anybody else.
Well, neither am I, but we've got to make the best of it. Understand? There's no sense in fighting something that's got you licked.
Sit down, Roy.
So life isn't a bed of roses. Who said it was going to be?
Sit down. Kiss me.
Huh? Oh. Well, this is a fine thing to be doing. Less than an hour and we're shouting at each other.
Kiss me. I'm still going to worry because I love you. They didn't put a pretty uniform on me and fill me with patriotism. I'm a woman and I'm in love with my husband.
Betsy. Betsy, the train leaves in less than an hour. We haven't much time left.
Don't say it like that.
Honey, I won't be in any danger.
I hope not. I know it's selfish of me, but I stayed awake during the last war, and I'm not as young as I was.
Now, you promised me you wouldn't worry.
You didn't believe me, did you?
No.
Oh, put your arms around me.
Look, Betsy, we've had it. But there's no sense in letting it beat us down. I was in to see the boss, and when my time is up, I can step right back in my job. My seniority will hold. In fact, they're going to... Oh, don't cry, Betsy, please.
I won't, I promise.
This isn't like the last time, honey. The rotation is fast. I'll be home before you know it.
I won't cry, Roy, I won't. Now, you run up and look in on the kids. You can even wake them up if you want to.
Yeah. Well, I'll be down in a minute. You start on the bag.
All right.
And call a taxi. That train won't wait.
Aye, aye, sir. And please take care of yourself, sir.
You could float a good-sized navy on the tears that are shed in the railroad station. Now, I'm not saying that women shouldn't cry. Maybe even does them a lot of good. But tears or no tears, a duffel bag is tossed onto a train, and the train starts out of the station and across the country. Now, it's quite a long ride from Chicago to San Francisco, and a sailor gets kind of tired of talking to himself. So he goes where he can find company. Well, let's see now. It's four cars back, and I already passed three, so this must be the club car. Yep. Two sailors, a marine, three soldiers, and the rest civilians.
And the rest civilians. Brother, am I back in. The porter, bring me a scotch and soda.
Of course the market is on the upswing, but will it last? Will it last? Now, mind you, I'm just speaking for my own line.
You're in ladies ready to wear, right?
Right, and there is just nothing to sell.
Maybe your styles are off, son. Now, I'm in steel myself, and you might think that we've got nothing to worry about. But you're wrong. Dead wrong.
Porter, make it two of the same.
Or next round's on me.
We'll discuss it later.
Well, now, in steel, we've got problems. Take, for instance, the coal situation. Now, I'm telling you, something has got to be done.
My feelings exactly. Now, I'm a ladies' ready-to-wear, and if there's one thing I know something about, it's controls. Yes, sir, and ladies' ready-to-wear...
Pardon me, Commander, but is this seat...
Roy!
Well, I thought you were off for Washington.
Well, they're transferring me to San Diego. I thought you were off winning the war.
Well, I'll settle that later. Right now, I'm listening to what I'm fighting for.
Huh?
Listen.
Our problem is to wake up the American public, to get them interested in new styles.
Is that a problem? Seems to me.
Well, in steel, that's my line, we've got to get civilian building booming. Yes, sir, the problem can be solved if we can start a building boom.
Well, there's your answer.
To what?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not up to that yet.
Of course, we've got to take Korea into consideration.
True, true. We must consider Korea.
Afraid that we're going to forget you, chum.
Oh, here's to you.
You know, this isn't like last time, Phil. I just can't get over the feeling that a guy in uniform makes people uncomfortable. They don't like to be reminded.
Well, if those two squares can think about it...
Now, the way I figure it, this skirmish will be over in about 8 more months.
Oh, less.
Now, to be on the safe side, let's figure 8 months before things return to normal.
Pal, whatever you're drinking, make mine a double.
Okay, so it's two other guys I'm talking about. But there sure are a lot of two other guys walking around. If you happen to be wearing a uniform and overhear a conversation like that, you sort of wonder if you've been picked to win the war alone. However, once you get your feet planted on that aircraft carrier, when you sail a few thousand miles across the Pacific, you learn soon enough that you're not alone.
Get me a report on the weather over the receiving point.
How long the plane's been out, sir?
About 30 minutes, boats. They'll be over the target at 45 and the receiving point at 90 minutes from takeoff time.
Mm-hmm. You know, sir, this is my first tour of duty in CIC.
You see much action at Korea?
Oh, I was on a destroyer during the earlier months. Not like the old days, but still a war.
Yes, that's what I've been told.
Tell me, when you called back?
I'm a retread, boats. Not a happy retread either. I still can't figure out why they had to call me back.
Oh, they must have had some reason.
Now, hear this. Destroyer has picked up underwater contact.
Going to be a change of course.
Course 244. Speed 20.
Swanson, figure out the inbound and outbound range. Phillips, give me the radar range. I want the earliest point of contact. I'll figure out the new receiving point.
Course 200. Speed 08.
New course. Inbound range. Airplane's fuel situation. Possible contact point.
How many planes have we got out, sir?
22. Not one of them will be able to reach the ship on this course. They'll run out of fuel.
Anything I can do, sir?
Yes, give me the bridge while I figure it out.
CIC, the bridge. CIC, the bridge. Yes, sir.
Sir, on our present course, the planes will not be able to make a receiving point. Recommend course 220, speed 08.
We should be able to contact them soon, sir.
Keep your eyes on the radar screen, boats.
You figured it pretty close, Commander. Not too much cushion.
I had to. The captain reported that minefield running south from point 749 through point 704.
Got 22 planes out there.
They'll get home. They'll get home.
They just don't put enough fuel on those things. They have to ditch in the sea. They have to ditch in that minefield.
They should have reached our radar point of contact by now.
Yeah, I know.
Swanson,
Check your figures. There's the first pip. Boat's right on time.
Right on the button, sir.
I'll contact them by radio. Bloody Mary to chicken. Bloody Mary to chicken. Over.
Chicken to Bloody Mary. Are you receiving me? Over.
We are receiving you. Over.
We laid all our eggs and brought back our whole brood. Only where do we roost? Over.
Vector 030, speed 20, over.
030, speed 20, roger.
Report, see me. Over and out. Cigarette boats.
Oh, thanks.
Keep your eyes on that screen. We don't want to lose them.
Oh, not much chance of that now, see.
I guess not. Have you got a match?
Sure.
Oh, tastes good. As soon as those planes get within sight of the ship and I turn them over to the deck crew, I'm going to hit the sack. I'm going to sleep for a week.
There's a good movie on tonight, sir. The Life of Caruso.
Yeah, I saw it in Chicago. Seems a long time ago.
Yeah. Probably seemed a lot farther away for the guys in the planes.
Yeah, I guess so.
Must get lonesome when you expect the ship to be someplace and there's nothing under you but an empty ocean.
Yeah, those pilots have got it plenty tough. Tough enough without having to wonder if there's going to be a ship around to land on.
They ought to sight us within 10 minutes.
Closer to 15. Keep your eyes on that radar screen, Swanson.
Report from weather, so we're running into something rough.
Let me see it. And we'll have them all in before this hits.
You know, if I were a pilot, sir, you'd be my favorite sailor.
Anybody can bring them home.
Remember, you said you wondered why the Navy called you back, Commander.
Yeah, I did. Down. 20 to go.
When they all hit the deck.
Yeah, I see what you mean. 3. 4.
You'll have 22 good reasons. The overall supply problem, the tactics of winning a war, who should do what, why, and where, don't come under the duties of a chief bosun's mate, so, well, I'll leave that to the men who have to deal with them. All I wanted to bring out today was that you can shake the hand of the guy who goes back into uniform. He left that warm home, that 9 to 5, and that Sunday in the zoo with the kids. Left because he was called back. And he was called back because there was a job to do. And he knew how to do it. So look, next time you toss some peanuts to the elephant, just leave a few for the retread who's going to come home. As soon as this is over.
All hands secure until this same time next week.
National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with the United States Navy Recruiting Service, has brought you another in the series of dramatic incidents based on the experiences of the men and women in the United States Navy. In today's story, Boats was Larry Haynes. The cast included Les Damon, George Petrie, Gilbert Mack, Mason Adams, Frank Behrens, and Elspeth Eric. The program was written and directed by David Harmon and produced by Chick Vincent and Cy Levine, Jack Costello speaking. Tune in again next week at this same time when the National Broadcasting Company will once again present...
Now, hear this!
Later today, hear The Big Show on NBC.